Box A, iterators. When we work with different data containers of the STL, it would be nice to navigate the elements of the various containers using a standard framework. Generic iterators facilitate such a framework. Iterators are objects that refer to a particular element in a container. Iterators provide operators for navigating the container and accessing the actual element being referred to. Iterators overload pointer-related operations for this functionality. In this way, pointers can be thought of as iterators for raw C++ arrays. For example, the data an iterator refers to is accessed with the dereference operator. We can move the iterator to the next and previous element using pointer arithmetic operators, such as plus plus and minus minus. Note, however, that although these operators behave similarly, the underlying implementation will be different for different containers. For example, moving up and down the nodes of a linked list is different than moving up and down the elements of an array. However, by using iterators and the same symbols to move up and down, a very beautiful generic framework is created. Because every container has the iterators with the same symbols that know how to iterate over the container, a client of code does not necessarily need to know the type of container. It can work generally with the iterators, and the iterators will know how to iterate over the respected container in a polymorphic fashion. Note that, although the obvious implementation of an iterator is as a pointer, it need not be, and you should not think that it necessarily is. The implementations of iterators vary depending on the container they are used for. Box B, traversal. First, the STL linked list class is called list. To use this class, you will need to include the list header file. The second bullet shows an example of how to instantiate a list of integers. The sample code snippet shows how to iterate over all the elements of a list. First, we declare a list iterator called iter. We then initialize this iterator with myIntList begin, which returns an iterator to the first node in the list. Then we loop so long as iter does not reach the end of the list. The method call myIntListEnd returns an iterator to the node after the last node, the terminating null node. We increment from one node to the next node by calling the increment operator on the iterator, plus plus iter. This is sort of like pointer arithmetic, moving from one array element to the next. However, linked lists are not arrays in contiguous memory. Internally, the plus plus operator for list iterators does whatever is necessary to move from one node to the next. Also, you should note that we can move from one node to the previous using the decrement operator, minus minus. Again, iterators were designed to be pointer-like for generic purposes. Finally, to get the data value that an iterator refers to, we use the dereference operator, star iter. Again, this is like dereferencing a pointer syntax-wise, but we will view iterators as pointer-like, but not necessarily as pointers. Box C, insertion. To insert a new element into the front of the list, we use the pushFront method. To insert a new element at the end of the list, we use the pushBack method. And to insert an element at an arbitrary position, we use the insert method. Box D, removal. To delete the element in front of the list, we use the popFront method. To delete the element at the end of the list, we use the popBack method. To delete the node which contains a value equal to x, we use the remove method.